Good evening and welcome to the special board meeting for the Holmdel Board of Education. Statement is hereby made that adequate notice of this meeting was given by posting written notice prominently on the bulletin board in the office of the Board of Education, the district's website, and sent to the four district schools. The mailing and or hand delivery of said notice to designated newspapers, the PLG, PSG, PSA, PTSO, SAB presence, and student reps, the board, and filing with the clerk of Holmdel Township at police headquarters and the public library. Meetings of the board are open to the public and all members of the community should feel free to participate. There will be two opportunities for the public to speak. The first is at the beginning of the meeting for agenda items only, and the second is at the end of the meeting for other items. Any individual desiring to speak shall give his or her name, address, and the group, if any, that's represented. The presentation shall be as brief as possible, but no more than 3 minutes per individual. There are certain matters that may be brought before the board that cannot be immediately addressed in public. Such matters may be referred by the president to a committee and or the superintendent for consideration and resolution. The board vests in its president or other presiding officer authority to terminate the remarks of any individual she deems it in the best interest of those present to do so. May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn.
Here.
Mr. Sockel.
Here.
Mr. Reddy.
Here.
Mrs. Briamonte.
Here.
Mrs. Collins.
Here.
Mr. Wall.
Here.
Mr. Foster.
Here.
Mr. Hammer is absent. Mrs. Urbanski.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Can you all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? And Pete, can you just lead us in the pledge, please?
Of course.
Go ahead, you're on.
Wayne, making sure you're set. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag. Next, to America. Republic.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all.
Thank you, Pete.
No problem. It broke up a little bit there, so hopefully you heard it.
It happens. We have no presentations. Do we have any questions or comments from the public on the action items only? Hello to everyone who's participating. Seeing no questions. I'll move on to the action items. Can I have a motion for resolution item number one?
Move.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, cover roll call, please.
Ms. Flynn.
Yes.
Mr. Sockel.
Yes.
Mr. Reddy.
Yes.
Mrs. Briamonte.
Yes.
Mrs. Collins.
Yes.
Mr. Wall.
Yes.
Mr. Foster.
Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. First we'll go to old business. Does anyone have any old business? Okay, seeing none, any new business before I... Okay. There has been communications amongst the presidents of the Board of Education of Monmouth County upon the suggestion of those New Jersey school boards that we adopt a resolution that would, you know, be sent to our congresspeople to ask them to enact a law or sign a law that would provide us with federal funding. It's called the Smart Fund Bill. So I'm going to read it, the resolution, to you all, and if you would like to have some comment or would agree to this resolution, just let me know. I figured I'd put it on tonight's agenda since it was just brought to my attention 2 days ago, and since we were having this opportunity to meet, I figure it might be a good time to just adopt it. The proposed resolution is approval of Smart Fund Bill. Whereas Congress has passed grants such as the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, called the CARES Act, as part of the federal government stimulus package aimed at keeping Americans working and businesses afloat during the COVID pandemic. And whereas the CARES Act provided for payments to state, local, and tribal governments navigating the impact of the COVID outbreak in the amount of $150 billion, and whereas fighting the COVID pandemic has taken a toll on cities, towns, and states struggling to support their local health departments, pay teachers and first responders, fix the roads, and maintain the parks, whereas on May 18, 2020, Senators Bob Menendez and Bill Cassidy formally introduced the State and Municipal Assistance for Recovery and Transition Act to deliver an additional $500 billion in federal resources to states and communities responding to COVID-19, And whereas the SMART Act will provide emergency funding to every state, county, and community in the country while prioritizing assistance to the areas with the greatest need in order to avoid mass layoffs, steep tax hikes, and counties and municipalities will each get a share of 1/6 of their state's respective allocation of the $500 billion set aside. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Homeland Board of Education seek to support and endorse the legislative effort to pass the SMART Act, and be further resolved that the board encourages Congressman Chris Smith and Frank Colon to make a good effort to support the SMART Act within the House of Representatives so this bill may become law. Any questions or comments?
Hey, Michael, a lot of news in the last day or two about the president threatening to cut aid to schools that do not open up in the fall. Is there any federal aid that we have that could be potentially impacted by that? I know we're still shooting to open up the schools in the fall, but I was just curious if there was any impact there.
Yeah, it would be our IDEA aid, and then we have the ESSA funding as well.
So that's about how much?
It's about $1 million.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Could you explain maybe, Mike, because you did a good job explaining this to me in Buildings and Grounds earlier, what the difference with this potential funding would be as opposed to the FEMA funding you were discussing? Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, and you know what, that is also another source that would be potential, would be FEMA as well, that could be held up as a result. So FEMA is not an annual one, Elizabeth. It usually comes unfortunately when there are catastrophic situations or tragic situations that require, typically if it's hurricanes or things of that nature, that's where we've experienced it in the past, where you've seen FEMA come through. So it's usually a tie to some sort of a catastrophic or state of emergency type scenario. Typically, I believe when a state of emergency is declared is where, you know, FEMA funding becomes eligible. The federal funds I referenced earlier, the IDAs and the ESSAs, are our annual ones that we get annually. And the largest of that is our IDEA, B and pre-K funding.
And how would this funding that you're talking about, Vicki, fit in with that? Can you explain that to me?
It won't. It won't. It's different. This is it. This bill has not been passed. This is separate and apart from monies that have already been allocated, like through FEMA, like through the Department of the Federal Department of Education. That's a separate line item. What's being proposed here is that we encourage our legislatures to provide additional funding. I think Menendez in New Jersey and the other senators from a different state to deal with the hard hit states and provide additional federal funding.
Okay.
In addition to that federal funding that we're already looking to get. So it's just an ask that they consider what we're going through in order to make sure that states like New Jersey that do a good job of funding our federal government, maybe get a little support here.
Okay,
great. I think that's the chatter around a lot of this legislation. Any other questions? We can move on this tonight or we can move on it next meeting. I just wanted to bring it to all your attention that this is what seems to be gaining a lot of attention at the state level throughout the county boards. It's in our county, like the Monmouth County Executive Board has asked us and all the counties to adopt. I think Middletown already adopted this resolution the other evening. And the school boards is recommending that we advocate on behalf of the state in this way.
Board President, if there's interest, I would move to adopt it tonight.
There a second?
Second.
Second that. Good idea.
Yep. Okay, discussion was the all that. Yep. Okay. Seeing none, can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Flynn?
Yes.
Mr. Sockel?
Yes.
Mr. Reddy?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Briamonte?
Yes, thanks.
Mrs. Collins?
Yes.
Mr. Wall?
Yes.
Mr. Foster?
Yes.
Mr. Hammer?
On mute.
Mike, I think he was dropping off.
Okay.
Nope,
did you ask? Did you call my name?
Yes. Yeah, sorry, Joe.
I didn't hear it. Yes.
Mrs. Urbanski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Any other new business? This is the point of the meeting where we take questions or comments from the public. Seeing none, I don't think we need an executive session, correct? Dr. Seitz, we good?
Correct. We do not need an executive session.
Okay, can I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
All in favor, wave your hands.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you for all your work today, for meeting today and, you know, working through all the important things we're doing to prepare to open schools. So it's very much appreciated. It's a busy summer here in Homedale. So good night.
See you later. Bye.
Congrats to the fall coaches. See y'all.